This is Elizabeth George reading The Bat by Salvatore DeFalco. As I ready for bed, a knock on the door makes me kill my electric toothbrush. It's the retired nun from the flat next door. "Evening," she says. "Sorry to disturb you, but I have a problem." "Shoot," I say. "There's a bat in my apartment," she says.
"A bat?"
"Yes," she says, "and I'm afraid of them."
"Too many Dracula movies," I quip.
But the ex-nun isn't laughing.
"Do you have a tennis racket?" I ask.
She nods.
"Cool."
Don't even want to ask if she still plays. Can't see her moving well. Short legs, short arms. I enter her Spartan apartment. The bat, a tiny creature, freaks out.
"Kill it," she says.
"But I don't want to kill the bat. It's not hurting anyone." The ex-nun is having none of it. She grabs the racket and, perhaps emboldened by my presence, smashes the bat in midair like a shuttlecock. The bat hits the living room window and thumps to the floor. Flushed, the ex-nun turns to me.
"Never thought I could kill something so easily," she says.
"Yeah," I say. "Surprising."